How can you not see God? That's Leanna Crawford, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And we have a guest in studio today.
Yeah, we do. Now, we've been talking pretty much all morning about jobs, employment, people's first jobs. And I don't know, it just kind of seems apropos to be talking about somebody's job here at Kinship Radio. We have Executive Director Jennifer Stokes in the studio this morning. Hi, Jen.
Hello.
Hi. We're going to be talking about your job here because it's ending.
Yeah. The position is open. Yes, today is my last day at Kinship Radio. Very, very bittersweet. I don't want to leave on just bitter, but
it is very
sad for me, but it's the beginning of a transition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know this is not an easy thing to go through. These transition periods, especially when you are following the Lord, is always is always kind of tough because you don't always know what's next. You know, you have that always kind of, uncertainty when it really comes to trusting God because he doesn't show us every single step going forward.
No, he doesn't.
And taking that first one is always tough.
Yeah.
So, but one thing I know I've learned about you in the past 4 years is that you're a pioneer.
I try.
and you've been, incredibly brave throughout your career. And so, I'm looking forward to what God has in store for you.
Well, this is a big thing because I'm not only leaving this position, but it looks like I'll be leaving the country.
Yeah. Talk about a big first step. There's a pond.
There is a big pond. Some of you may know, as we've talked here at Kinship Radio, that my husband is not an American. Mm-hmm. He is a subject of the King of United Kingdom. He's English, and so we will be making the transition to England. He has 2 children. In their early to mid-20s, and looking forward to going and getting to know them a little better. And also, typically in my past, I have always gone from one position. This is marking 38 years in Christian radio, largely in leadership, but going from one position to another. And this time, I'm being called to take a step of faith because I don't know quite what's next. I have made some dear friends and at an organization called UCB, United Christian Broadcasters. We Christian broadcasters tend to stick together.
They're kind of tight-knit.
Yeah, we're kind of tight-knit. So, I always have tried to approach when God has called me to a new stage or a new phase or a new place, that I just gather friends as I go along. I don't burn bridges. Mm-hmm. That's been one of my personal policies. Would you call it a personal policy or a way to live?
Yeah.
And as Christians, I think we are in the family of Christ, and we do move. Sometimes the Lord calls us from one place to another. If you think of the apostles, many of them started out as fishermen, and they were called beyond their boats to go to other places and preach, fish for men. That was completely different. And so even though I like to strategize, I like to look out into the future, the Lord grows us sometimes by going against the grain of how he made us so that we have that trust in him. But I also want to take this opportunity to thank you, Ryan and Beth. You have taken some bold steps with me, alongside with me. And, if there's any commendation that I might receive, a lot of time leaders get the credit. It's like, you have to have a good leader. No. I would say that a smart leader will know that she or he is as only as good as their team. And you can't lead well. You can lead well with a bad team, I suppose. That challenges you even more. But that's not the case with me. I was able to have the privilege of leading this team. Mm-hmm. And you are a part of that. This group here at Kinship Radio, and I don't want to name everybody. We do that at Share, right? And I don't want to forget it, everybody. And there have been people that have been part of this team who have also moved on. And I love them as well. But really, this team has served well and is talented and will go on serving this area. And what we have done, I think, has created a foundation. You know, we've been in a season of growth. We've added 7 new stations, just 2 coming online.
Yeah. No wonder we're tired.
We're very tired. That's the first thing on my agenda is take a
rest.
Yeah. Along the way, you know, maybe before or after some of my things arrive in England. Mm-hmm. I don't know when, if they're, you know. Anyway, that you do it, you row together as a team, and then the Lord is the one who's been out in front of us. Mm-hmm. You know, we look to Jesus, we fix our eyes on Jesus, the author. And in the New International Version, that word author is also translated in the NIV as the pioneer of our faith. Mm-hmm. He's the beginning, he's the end, he's the Alpha, and he's the Omega. He is our good shepherd, and he calls us to walk with him each day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's said to me so many times in these last 4 or 5 years, can you walk with me today, Jennifer? And he asks each one of us the same thing. Can you walk with me today? And so even though today is a quote unquote special day on my calendar, as I put a cap on my ministry here at Kinship Radio, tomorrow is a new day that he asks us to walk with him and to serve him. So yes, I don't know. The future is this fuzzy blob right now, but he is in our future mm-hmm. the way he has been in our past. So I am thankful for each and every one of you. I'm thankful to the board of directors who gave me this opportunity. I'm not the same person I was when I came here 4.5 years ago. And they took a chance on me, having never been. I've been a station manager before, and I've been in Christian media leadership, but I had not been an executive, had the privilege of being an executive director. And they walked with me in those early steps. And also a lot of friends in the NRB helped me out. And I've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And there's always more to learn, right?
Oh, yeah. And we've had the privilege of learning from you these past 4.5 years, Jennifer, and you have helped us grow immensely.
Thank you.
So we offer our gratitude to you for everything that you have done for us and everything that you have done for Kinship Radio. I mean, we've seen so much. You know, the Lord has done so many wonderful things, and a lot of that is credit to your leadership. So
thank you.
As we officially send you off, I am just reminded of the word that we have that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. I know that he's going to do that for you in the days, weeks, and months to come. So Jennifer, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you have done.
Thank you. Actually, that was in our lectionary reading this morning. There is one more person I would really like to thank. And he's been behind the scenes, and that is my husband, Richard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He has a servant's heart. I mean, he even made, you know, he gets up and he does things like makes my lunch for me. And those types of servant things are so, they make such a difference. And, you know, he has been a prayer for Kinship Radio behind the scenes and has a heart of generosity. So thank you, Richard. I'm going to, you came here and you gave up everything in England to marry me. And now it's my privilege to go to Great Britain with you and serve your family.
Yeah. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Jennifer, bless you. We so appreciate you and we wish you the best.
I love you. And we certainly will be in touch. We love technology.
And I think it's appropriate that we don't know exactly what's going to happen next with the ministry, with you. Here's Haven't Seen It Yet from Danny Gokey, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth and Jen today.